All right, everybody, we are back with Princess X. Okay, Shinichi, I couldn't wait to meet you. That's very kind. She smiles again, I think, the expression with the fangs peeking out. I think she's being friendly, but even so, I'm scared. I can't help it. Look at her. Even if she were an ordinary foreigner, I'd be a bit nervous speaking with her. But in this case, I'm way more nervous than that. I mean, she's half snake, she's got bat wings and twisted horns, her eyes have vertical pupils and a golden shine. She's a terrifying monster. Just being in the same room with her without pissing my pants, I might be more courageous than I thought. Or am I just paralyzed by the shock? Ah, but it's like my sister said. I guess she really is pretty, a real beauty. Yeah, she's gorgeous. I wouldn't have any problems with her. Well, maybe you have to be human to qualify as a beauty, but she's certainly beautiful. A sculpted face and luscious hair, curvy hips and white skin, all of them on the level of a movie star or a fashion model. She's probably the most beautiful person I've ever seen in real life, and on top of that, she has huge tits. Yeah, I mean, we have to point that out, don't we? Big and round and apparently immune to the pull of gravity. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, right? She's like a chimera of a bunch of different shit, so of course she'd have tits that defy gravity. Just the absolute tits. Those tits have definitely come from a fantasy world. Literally. Wow. As expected of a foreigner. For a moment, I am fascinated, but then the sound of her tail brings me back to my senses, reminding me that she's not human. Yes, that's right. Just now, Shinichi was fascinated by my beauty. That toothy smile and rattling sound. It seems louder than before, and faster, too. You were looking at my breasts as well, were you not? It seems humans are fond of breasts. That's not... She saw right through my staring. I look away, blushing. Khufu, Khufu, your face is red. Might you perhaps be blushing? I read about it in some books I found while you were out. Looking closely, I spot quite a bit of manga strewn across the floor. Those must be the books she meant. She must have been reading them while my sisters went out to get me. However, there is no need to blush, Shinichi. You are the man who will be my husband. You may look at my breasts all you like. But I'm still not comfortable staring openly at them, and well, I didn't look away just because I was blushing. Referring to humans and making it clear that she learned about us from books reminded me that this person is something other than human. It really is a bit scary. She's beautiful without a doubt, but two feelings are warring in my head. Nadia-san? Call me Nadia. Don't grovel. You needn't speak politely. But I do not mind. Then, Nadia-san, she's about ready to slap him in the damn face. Huh? The rattling stopped, and also, she seems kind of displeased. Listen well. A different sound. It's Nadia. Say it. Nadia. That's better. I guess she doesn't want me to be too polite. I get the message. Her expression was angry, and that was not a happy rattle. It stopped when I called her Nadia, but even so, she still doesn't look entirely happy. Just wait. When you get in marriage, you're going to hear that angry... Oh, it's that angry rattle again. I bet my wife is displeased. I can't do the rattlesnake. Oh, that... Yep. That's what it is. Some of you guys know what I'm talking about. Oh, is that a happy ride? Nope, she's mad again. I must have done it somehow. Why is that? Here comes the T. E. Hmm? She seems kind of upset. Yeah, she does. Ni-chan, you did something rude, didn't you? Ni-chan, you Erosman! Wow, I don't know what that means, but... what does it mean? Like, Eros lust? Pervert? Men! Why? Why assume it was something sexual? And why men? There's only one of me! Exactly! I didn't do anything! Really? What's she saying? Yuki, do you understand? Well, probably. I've been wondering for a while what that thing is. And also whether Yuki really understands what it's saying, or is she just making stuff up? How do you understand it? Yuki passed level 4 of the English proficiency test, you know. This is no problem for her. So she can understand as well? Damn. What does that have to do with anything? There are a lot of nuances in body language and stuff, so it's half intuition, but probably... Naja is grumpy because her own fiancé is treating her like a stranger. I think that's what she said. it seems she really does understand. My little sister ain't half bad. That English test ain't bad either. I'll have to take it myself. Shit, if you can understand what that thing's saying, it's gotta be a hell of an English test. Ni-chan, that's so rude. They came all the way around the world. Not this one. Not around our world, yeah. I've never heard of any country on Earth populated by half-snake people. In any case, here, the tea is ready. Please make yourself comfortable. After that, my sisters get mad at me for being rude to our guests and giving them a bad image of Japan. Oh, shit. Yeah, you gotta be careful. They're really, really, really... I don't know about now, but I know maybe back in the day, you really didn't want... I mean, this is 2017 this game was made. I think. I mean, it says 2017, the developer. I don't know when it got localized, but yeah. But was it really my fault? However you look at it, wasn't my reaction normal? Considering the circumstances, I would even say I handled things pretty politely. For that matter, those two left her alone to come get me, didn't they? They're not in any position to scold me. In any case... that was good. Right? Naja's mood seems a bit better. Sitting cold in front of the tea table, she slowly sips the tea my sister's prepared. Aw, kinda sucks we don't have a CG of that. I wanted to see her coiled, sipping tea. Watching a half-snake, half-human woman sipping Japanese tea is, well, a somewhat surreal scene. Have some snacks, too. Now she's having some dorayaki. Japanese tea cakes don't really suit her either. Oh, come on, now. It's sweet. No, I do not mind. A fantasy monster princess chowing down on Japanese sweets. Come on, you two, be considerate. What about? Like all kinds of things, look at this picture. The scene is straight out of a surrealist comedy sketch. She seems happy, though. I don't think so. There's that rattle again. This one means she's happy, I think. Probably. See? Is that how it is? Well, as long as she's happy. It's delicious. Good, she seems to be feeling better. Nichan, don't forget to thank us. Okay, I get it. Hey, Naja-san. The sun is not necessary. Naja is fine. Naja, then. My little sister knows no fear. Naja, where do you come from? Yeah, I wanted to ask about that, too. You're from overseas, but where? America? No, we don't have half-snake people in America that I know of. To Yuki, it seems that overseas normally means America. My little sister has no imagination, or rather, that's totally out of the question. Look at her lower body. No American looks like that. For real. The Gorgonian Empire of Demiurgus. I believe I named it before. Well, you mentioned the name. The question is, where is it? Where is that? How far away is it by plane? Is it near America? How could it be near America? Why are you so obsessed with America? Logically speaking, there's no way it's anywhere near America. Naturally, it's on Demiurgos. I came not by some plane, but by a gate. Well, you could say it's close to America. Really? See, look, I knew it. No, that's a lie. There's no way it's near America. So it's a country in another world. Yes, well, that's about right. See, it's nowhere near America. But we've got bigger problems than that. There's so much wrong with this, I don't know where to start. Still, I see. So she came from another world. I see. Another world, huh? I see. It strikes me. Isn't the second hand on our clock a bit too loud? I've never noticed before, but it's really quite noisy. Whoa, that was a surprise! Don't turn away from reality! T! No, I'm not escaping, I'm just commenting on it. Sure, of course you are, I get it, but right now you need to look at what's in front of you. Face your problems. Come now. That's ridiculous. I don't have even one problem that needs facing. You do, right here. What? Oh, ah! What's wrong? Why are you yelling again? Well? It was a shock to see Naja in the middle of your escape from reality, wasn't it? See, you really were escaping. Okay, maybe I was a little. I was wondering why there's a cosplayer in our house. Nichan, you're escaping again. She's not a cosplayer. She's Naja from another world. She's your fiance. Shut up. I know that. It's not like I have amnesia. It was just so sudden that I couldn't accept it as real. What should I do? What's wrong, Shinichi? You look worried. There's the tail rattle again. That one was scary too, just like a rattlesnake. A glance at the tail making sounds as it shakes back and forth reminds me that her appearance isn't cosplay. It's much too natural. Even if it was a fake, anybody who would make something this good just to fool me would be scary enough as it is. It's the real thing. What to do? This Naja girl really is a human with the lower body of a snake and the wings of a bat. She's also got horns. It's something out of a fantasy novel. It makes me want to pass out again. If she were just a foreign woman, I'm sure I wouldn't feel this way. There are eccentric people everywhere. Though Naja's personality is a bit weird, somebody this pretty could get away with most anything. But this person is not human, she's a monster. That's beyond my tolerance level. To be perfectly honest, I don't want to marry her. Why not? I don't want to get close to her. Why am I engaged to her? Huh? What's wrong? Your knees are shaking. I'm fine. And then a moment later... Chicken? Where did a chicken come from? I hear an unbelievable sound. The squawk of a chicken. What? Why? Why is there a live chicken in our house? Or is it a chicken-like being from another world? It is a snack. My people's version of a dorayaki. I did not want to just eat your food without providing my own. Well, damn. See? It's like... It's the chicken before Colonel Sanders, right? I mean, nothing wrong with that. No, a chicken is a chicken. Since it's just a snack, I think one should be enough. Shinichi, you can start. I can start what? Eat it. Gulp it down. From the head. Excuse me? We have a place, you know, Colonel Sanders, he takes care of that. It must be an Empire-style snack. See, because Naja's a little snaky. 50% of her is a snake. 50% of her is not a little. If you're rounding up, it's all of her. Are you kidding me? Don't be rude. Ni-chan, eat it. Gulp it down. Head first. Come on. Gulp. Gulp. Oh, no. I can't do it. You're a surprisingly small eater. No, that's not the problem here. It seems he won't eat it, so put it away. And then she turns and throws the live chicken at Nanny Eyeball. The good nanny seems to puff up for a moment, and then somehow or another absorbs it into her body. That's probably where the chicken came from, too. My head hurts. I rest my elbows on the table and cradle my head. I see, so I guess Naja eats stuff like that all the time. A fiancé who gulps down live chickens. She is a snake. I mean, she's a chicken snake. Why did this happen? I mean, if you marry a chicken snake, you're going to have to deal with the fact that it eats chickens. Ni-chan, watch your manners. That's right. Don't put your elbows on the table. You're always telling us that. Be quiet. I don't care about ordinary etiquette. I don't have time to worry about that. Ah, I really don't want to get married. Hey, Naja, I was wondering. Already on a first-name basis, huh? She really is fearless. What kind of place is your country? Ah, I want to know, too. I'd like to know as well. Is everybody in that country either a half-snake or an eyeball? And what the heck is my dad selling? Very well. Allow me to explain. Now then, Baya! Flash! The black ball floating by Naja's side suddenly projects light from her eyeball onto the wall of the house. She sure is handy. Or is that some kind of magic? I believe you call this a projector? I intended to make flip cards or something to explain, but they were exceedingly hard to produce. That's fine. Please go ahead and explain. And so the explanation begins, accompanied by changing slides from the black ball. This is our empire, the Gorgonian Empire of Demiurgos. My mother, the Gorgonian Empress, the fierce red dragon Nadia XI, rules 900 million zates of land from the Revi River, not that one, in the south to the polar cap in the north. We possess 701 army corps and over 2 million soldiers. All of them are monsters. At this very moment, they are conquering other worlds, expanding our territory. We are a great and powerful nation. A militaristic empire, in other words. And worse, it seems like a nasty one. In terms of good and evil, it's definitely closer to the latter. Wow, we better try to be polite. Maybe we should have made some better quality tea. Yes, indeed. I didn't realize what a violent country she was from. I don't know. I really feel less and less like marrying her. Are you kidding me? Her nation is like, there are conquerors. I don't know. Like, that's kind of, badass. Like, Alexander the Great expanding your empire shit. What's wrong? Are you cold? You're shaking. No, it's just... Hey! Right. What is it? You are a strange bunch. Ah, I see. You quake at the sight of the battle formations of our Imperial Army? However, you may rest easy. We may? Yes, this is the homeland of my husband, and I'm the heir to the throne. We wouldn't invade you. I see. In addition, our military values courtesy. We don't destroy other countries without major provocation. Oh! Therefore, be comforted. Okay, got it. Mikuria family, huddle time! Nichan, Yuki, over here, quickly! Oh, okay. Alright. Mikuria family huddle time. What do we do? If Nichan doesn't marry her, they'll invade, right? Actually, she said, this is the homeland of my husband, and I'm the heir to the throne. We wouldn't invade her. We wouldn't invade you, didn't she? And also, that if we offend them, they'll destroy us. Actually, she said they don't destroy other countries without major provocation, didn't she? Before, I was enjoying watching Nichan freak out, but now... Yeah, this isn't any time to be playing around. So they were playing around, even though I was going to have to marry a snake girl. We'll have to put in a serious effort and do something about this. Think about this. Do something? You mean you'll help me out? I don't want to marry her. You have to! What cold little sisters I have. Now that you mention it, it may be so. Another new kind of rattle. This one is delicate and anxious. Shinichi, it might be my imagination, but what is it? Are you by any chance troubled? You do not wish to take me as your wife? Well, you know, to be honest. No, not at all. I'm happy. Who's talking? I'm really lucky to have such a big-breasted bride. Oh, is that so? What is this, you two? When did you learn to do that? Personally, I don't think it sounds like me, but since Nadja seems to be fooled, it's probably fairly accurate. Wait, don't be fooled, Nadja. You're supposed to be a monster. They're just kids. That's right. Thank goodness, right, Nii-chan? Yeah, thank goodness. Congratulations. What is this? What's so good about this? It's called diplomacy, Shinichi. When you get asked to marry the queen of the snake people, and she's fucking gorgeous, and if you don't, they're gonna have a bunch of armies destroy your country, and they're very damn good at it because they've been destroying all kinds of countries around the fucking universe or whatever, it's probably a good idea to do it. You know, makes sense. Okay, queen of the snake people, let's try this shit out. I mean, also, you've never fucked a snake before. I mean, snake person. I don't encourage anybody doing anything like that. Please, for the love of God. Shush, sorry, Nii-chan, but this is for the sake of peace on Earth. Come on, what's good about this? You know, if you get married, you won't have to deal with that tenacious Mayuko-chan anymore. Isn't that a relief? Yeah, right. Hmm? Why would they bring up Nii-chi? Nii-chan. You always complain about Mayuko-chan messing with you, or Mayuko-chan messing with you, but if you get married, it'll be okay. Really? I don't see what my getting married has to do with her at all. Wait, what's going on? Why did you bring up Mayuko-chan? Even Saki is confused. You know, Mayuko-chan is like about Nii-chan. Oh, but even so, what on earth is this about? That's how it is, got it? Ah, I see. Right, that's right. Mayuko-chan isn't honest at all. She's a pain. She's annoying. Etu, Saki? Hey, don't talk like that. You were getting along so well just this morning. But you were complaining about her, right? That's right. Nii-chan was complaining. I don't remember ever being that mean to her. Anyway, that's just a figure of speech. Which is true. I never really thought of Nii-chi as unpleasant. Well, not really. Though I might have complained about her more than a few times. I've known her for a long time, but we don't always quite get along, and she sometimes scolds me for reasons I don't understand. But even so... You're always fighting, but that's over now! Or now! Hey now, what is this? Shinichi. Oh, well, she said it, so, yeah. What? Uh-oh. Mayuko-chan, is it? And who might that be? Alarm bells are ringing in my head. Probably better not to tell her about Nii-chi. Nadja's tail is rattling much louder, a disgruntled, frightening sound. I'd better be careful, but sadly, that thought is only in my head, not in Yuki or Saki's. They go ahead and step on the landmine, but I'm the one that gets blown up. She's Nii-chan's childhood friend. Old friend. Childhood friend? We always go to school together. Nether. These two. Oh, shit, she said... Okay, Ah, there it goes again. Oh shit! I read about childhood friends in those books. Even though you are to be my husband, you've been going around making childhood friends. Whoa! I can't see it! I can't see the tip of that rattling tail! Not just really mad, it's only been about 30 minutes since we met, but that's enough for me to tell that it's an angry sound. Extremely angry sound, guys. No, it's not like that. You're misunderstanding. Childhood friends aren't something you make. They're like around from the beginning, or in any case, I did nothing wrong. Oh, what a miserable excuse. Yeah, I did nothing wrong doesn't help. Shut up, I really didn't. I know, Shinichi did nothing wrong. Phew, I guess I got through to her. This childhood friend of yours, she lives nearby and lectures you all the time, does she? Yeah, actually she does that a lot. Does she make you lunch and then say I didn't do it for you? Actually, she did that today. Is that so? Just as it was in the books. In that case... Uh-oh. I must kill her! Baya, find me this Mayuko-chan. Prepare for battle! Oh, wait! What are you planning to do? It's obvious. She's an obstacle, so she must die. Ah, wait! Hold on! I will not! Uh-oh. For just an instant, Naja's snake eyes flash. Shiver! The muscles in my back are frozen. No, not just the muscles, but the nerves themselves. Shinichi, why do you obstruct me? Well, what was that? Don't glare at me, it's scary. I couldn't move for a second there. Indeed you couldn't. Hold. Also, we're definitely hearing boss battle music. The eyes of the Gorgonian royal line, mine included, can release a magical light. Other races call it the evil eye. All beings across all worlds bow before these eyes. Now answer me, Shinichi. Gleam. The evil eye again? I'm telling you, me and Ishii aren't in any relationship. Really? You see, these two agree. Stop meddling, I'm not even lying. Nishi and I really aren't in a relationship. So, your relationship with your childhood friend isn't just a casual one after all. You had intercourse in the gym storage closet and in your room while your parents were out, did you not? Just like in the books. We didn't! We didn't have intercourse! What kind of books did you read? Ero manga, but I don't even own any! So it was you, or no. Nii-chan, it wasn't me! Both of them. Anyway, I'm not in any relationship with Nishi. Nii-chan, shouldn't you settle all your loose relationships before you get married? Aried? Butt out! In that case it's fine, but... Still, just to be safe, I should go ahead and kill her. Stop it! Baya, what's wrong? Wait, is that so? Oh, very well. I understand. I won't besmirch my mother's honor. I will not draw blood for no reason, all right? Oh, man, that went straight up into fucking... Like, that brought me back into RPG battle mode. It seems this eyeball nanny convinced her to stop. I'm sorry, I thought you were weird, eyeball nanny. I'm grateful to you for taking the heat off Nishi. Even so, I had not expected there to be strange insects fluttering around Shinichi. I must act quickly. Insects. First, from today on, I will live in this house. I have the approval of the Mikuria father. Surely you have no objections? I can't say a word. Living with these monsters and with marriage on the horizon, I don't think I can take it. I don't feel so good. What? This won't do! To think my husband would get sick! Vaya, summon the healing magicians and get some medicine! Grind up some Mandragora and Salamander into a tonic! No, that's alright, I don't need it! Don't worry, if I sleep, that's right, if I sleep, I'll feel better! Is that so? Really? I truly don't need to worry? Yeah! Good night then. I'm going to my room. Sleep well! Ni-chan ran away. No helping it. Talking about marriage all of a sudden. Still, I wonder what'll happen to Ni-chan. And I can't even handle facing that monster again. Oh God, do something, anything, save me. I can't take any more of this. Anyway, I better sleep. I need to sleep. I sink straight into my bed. It's still early evening, but I'm exhausted and in a bad mood. And on top of that, if I don't sleep, she might realize I was lying. I wonder what happened to me then. Japan might be invaded by militaristic fantasy country. And also... Really? I truly don't need to worry? I don't want to worry her too much. At that moment, Naja was, just a little... I don't know. Just a little, well, kind of... No, I'm going to sleep. Whatever. That's right, this is a nightmare. It has to be. Tomorrow... Tomorrow will be fine! I stop screaming as I turn out the light. Heavy. Oh! Well, she's gonna show you what a snake woman can do! I don't know how long this age scene is. So, we're gonna stop it. Grim, you fucking bastard. All right. Here's the deal. I got till 3:30. Yes, that's a.m., not p.m. And I'm supposed to take a shower and get my ass ready for bed. Promptly at 4, like normal fucking people, right? Anyway, let's do this H scene. But I got 14 minutes to do it. What are you doing? Can't you tell? No, that's why I'm asking. Honestly, as hard as I try, I'm not reaching you. Don't you understand how hard I'm trying? I do. Judging by that menacing glare and the way she's stumbling over her words, she probably doesn't understand what she's doing herself. Hey, well, what is this? Basically, sleeping over. Sleeping over? That's right, I'm sleeping over, as you can see. Man, look how long her tail is. When you say sleeping over, do you mean with my penis? Is that not what it means? Well, probably, not exactly. How can this be? That was how it was explained in the books I consulted. What were you reading? A man does not ask. You're making me look like I don't know these things. I really don't think she knows. Given the situation, I can't imagine she does. By the way, how exactly were you planning on sleeping over? As you can see, I'll make love to your body with my mouth. Relaxing you so that you may sleep easy, in your Japanese words. She said it. That's not Japanese. No, I'm fine. My voice cracks, after all. This is scary. Those sharp white fangs. They look poisonous, and that licking tongue, too. Hey, what if it's like a Gene Simmons? Okay, I saw this one thing. It was a woman with, like, an amazing tongue. Like, really, like, natural long. Like, it was stupid long. And I was like, that's really hot. So, she's a snake. She's gonna have this, like, super ultra long tongue. So, if that's the case, it's probably gonna be awesome. What is it? Is my tongue so unusual? Of course, it is somewhat different from that of you humans. Oh! I mean, it's one of those double tongue. Yeah, like when the... There's like some women I see online, they cut their tongue, and they have like a weird kind of snake tongue. So yeah, it's kind of cool. Here. Nanja shows me her tongue. Oh, wow, scary. What will happen if that thing starts licking me? You'll enjoy it. What is it? Are you nervous? You should relax. It's not that easy. I'm really not in the... And then just I try to stand. Wait, don't move. Glint. Oh, shit. The evil eye again. And stronger than last time. I can't move. My body just won't move. Indeed not. I look down at my body through the darkness. My body, it's turned to stone and petrified. About half of me is rock. It has to be that evil eye. My body's been turned to stone. Half, no, maybe two-thirds. That's why I can't move. Crap. I'm scared. I will fix you right after I'm done. I did nothing wrong. I had to because you tried to escape. I'm turning numb. It's like I'm being shocked. My body is hot. Is this from the petrification or maybe? Could it be poison? She looks like a snake, so maybe those fangs are venomous. Ah, that's not from the evil eye. It's the medicine. I applied it to your genitalia a moment ago. It is a lotion. It has nourishing and bolstering effects and aids recovery from exhaustion. I produce it with my own magic. I will not mind if you praise me. Is that so? Aha! What else can I say? While my penis not turned to stone, as hard as a rock, metaphorically, between the petrification and the paralysis, I can't move my body. My medicine works well. It's functioning just as intended. No, it's not. The only thing functioning properly around here is my penis. My body, on the other hand, I can't lift a finger. Now then, allow me to lick you. Wow. At that moment, a slippery feeling spreads from my penis to the rest of me. This must be what they call fellatio. Sir, you're about to get a better fellatio than most men ever will in their entire life. The first fellatio of my life is a Petri Blowy. Made that one up myself. It's probably going to leave some psychological scars, but still. It feels incredibly good. Why? Is this good? Yeah. I can't struggle. I can't resist. I may as well go along with it. My body won't move anyway. Nanja can do whatever she wants with me, so I guess I might as well enjoy it. I see. Good. How? Is this? Yeah, it feels good. I see. Well then. What? I look down to see her long tongue squeezing tight around my penis. And those long white fangs are poking the tip from time to time, nicking and nipping and stimulating it. Some pre-cum oozes out suddenly. Don't worry about it, honey. You're a natural. I am glad you're feeling it. This is my first time doing this sort of thing. I was concerned I might not do well. Yeah, but then... Be silent! I am embarrassed as well. Now, I will carry on licking. Perhaps because of the tonic she applied, my penis is very sensitive right now. Very sensitive, but I'm not anywhere near coming. The motion of Nausea's tongue feels incredible. I wonder if my head will explode from the excitement. I sound like some kind of porn actress. That's good. Oh, some juice is coming out. Pre-muck, was it? No, it's not muck. When I glance down, what I see is Nausea's tongue. As you'd expect from a snake person, it's forked at the tip, and that split tip is at the opening of my urethra, flickering around and around at the hole at my tip. I let out a little shriek at the stimulation, but the pleasure is too much, and my dick just keeps getting wetter and wetter. The pre-cam is not stopping, is it? Is this the proof of your pleasure? Come on. Her tongue, it's inside my penis. She just stuck it in. That's the sound you would make if a freaking tongue went into the hole there. Trust me, that shit would not feel, it would either feel amazing or extremely fucking painful. My penis twitches at the overwhelming sensation. That twitch releases even more pre-cum, dirtying Nausea's mouth. Yeah, quite a bit came out. You must be enjoying this. I am happy. Yeah, I am too. I don't know what that. Oh wow, he literally is stone. See right here? It's about time to try sucking on it. Shinichi, I'll make you feel good. Oh, wow. I wonder if she can do the whole way down. Like, she's a snake, so maybe. And my penis sinks into the slippery interior of her mouth. Pretend it's one of your chickens, but don't bite it off. It's hot, or so I think for a moment. But really, it's just a little warm. No, when it comes down to it, it's a little bit cool. What? I moan at the sensation, but there isn't any warmth. Is it because she's a snake? But this sensation, I can't hold it. It's getting harder and harder. What is this? It's so firm. It feels good, right? I will continue my sucking. Feel it well. I don't know if it's from the tonic or the evil eye, but my dick just stays hard. Or perhaps it might be because of Nadia's wholehearted fellatio. In any case, my penis stays hard and keeps enjoying itself in Nadia's mouth. I let out another cry. It's embarrassing, but I can't help it. Even in a reptilian mouth, what feels good feels good. I can't see her tongue, and if only it wasn't chilly, Nadia would look like any other beautiful girl. Come to think of it, this blowjob might not be bad at all. I'm definitely getting into it. Hey, Nadia, could you do it a bit harder? Oh, yes, of course. Shinichi, you're the only one who can tell me what to do. Oh, she's rattling her tail. Wow. That long snake-like tongue stays wrapped tight around my shaft as Nadia begins to work it up and down. It unfolds into an amazing pleasure. My fluids gush and flow, covering Nadia's lips and fingers without mercy. Incredible! To think it gets so hard, it's like the war spear, Guardia! Well, damn. Farfia? Right. A spear used by a hero of Demiurgos. Very manly and also imposing, just like this. So my penis looks like a hero's weapon from another world? Should I be happy about that? Yes, you should. Even as we chat. Now you just keep sucking me off, making some extreme noises as she sucks up her saliva. This is supposed to be her first time. Why does it feel so good? In response to her spirited sucking, my own excitement keeps rising as well. There, that's so good. I see. Even though I'm just sucking, I'm getting really excited. It feels good. This feels so good, and she's so pretty, but she's a monster. But her top half is so beautiful. My penis is getting close to bursting. And then, maybe responding to my movements, Nadia comes down hard on my penis. Still think she's a monster? Yes, yes,
ah!
Yeah, are you coming? You're coming. Ah, Shinichi is coming from my sucking. Ah, Kurt, I'm coming. It's coming out. Are you going to shoot it out? You may. Go ahead. Come. Yeah, I'm gonna come. I am coming. I climax in an instant. Spurt, splash, splurt, sploosh. There's so much, I cannot drink it all. Strength drains from my body. As the petrification and the effects of the tonic fade, I can move my body freely, but even so, in the aftermath, I don't have the energy to move. Phew! Now that I've come, next up is long-awaited sage time! What have I been doing? Seriously, what have I been doing? Why did I come getting sucked off by this monster, saying it felt good? I might be starting to hate myself, but it's not only my fault. Nausea's mouth just felt too good, that's why...
Sage?
What? Was it good? Yeah, it was good. When she hears that, Nausea. Is that so? Rattling away, breaks into a smile, bright as the sun. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Why is my heart beating so fast? A side effect of the medicine or more magic? Otherwise, it's like, oh, we became human again. It's like I... I would like to stay until morning, but it seems that in this country it is considered immodest for a man and a woman to sleep together before marriage. I will refrain. Well then, good night, Shinichi. Yeah. She's a monster with the lower body of a snake. She turned me into stone and drugged me, and then forcibly gave me a blowjob. And yet my heart is still thumping. It's almost as though... In place of an intermission, it's time for some trivia. Did you know? Oh? Naja's nanny's official title is Chief of Staff. Her real name is Chief of Staff. Her species is also called Chief of Staff. Her mother is Head Chief of Staff, and her younger sisters are Vice Chief and Staff and Assistant Chief of Staff. Her child is Under Chief of Staff. This concludes the Chief of Staff trivia via Man. These look like they're painted. Whack! It's morning. Boy, what a dream. I got engaged to a snake person? What a joke. There's no way something like that could exist in this age of science. A woman with the tail of a rattlesnake that rattles differently depending on her feelings? What the heck is the Gorgonian Empire? Where is that on a map? Nowhere. You wouldn't know from looking at me, but geography is my specialty. And then that snake person gives me a blowjob? However desperate I might be, I can't believe I had a dream like that. It makes me doubt my sanity. Ah, what a shallow man I am. The very picture of a pervert. Coming while being filleted by a snake person. Maybe I should go to a Zen temple and shore up my self-discipline. Clear out all these impure desires? That said, I'm so glad it was just a dream. Here's the chicken. A chicken! Ouch! Ow, wow! It's pecking the crap out of me. Is this the chicken from yesterday? Why is it in my room? Wait, if the chicken is here, then that means... Clunk! You're late, Shinichi. How long do you intend to sleep? She's here too. That girl from my dream. Rattling happily away. Yuki and Saki have finished preparing. Why are you still asleep? The head of a household should be like a general. What is it? This is a dream. I pulled the covers back over me and shut my eyes tight. This is a dream. I'm still in the middle of a bad dream. I have to wake up. Hey, what are you doing when you go back to sleep? Should you not say 5 more minutes? This is not like the books. I'm dreaming. Get up, you lout! Bam! I'm dreaming. Ah! I go flying, covers and all. Then I fall with a thud at Nadja's feet. Ow! Wow! That's overkill. It is your fault for not waking up. Hmm? Nadja's gaze drifts to my crotch, and there she finds a tent, pitching a veritable biovalak at the peak of the Eiger. Don't know what all that means. No! Thud! Mwah! She punched me in the stomach really hard. Come on, make it quick! Breakfast is waiting! Nadja leaves my room and makes her slithery way down the stairs. Last night she was licking it. There's no call to scream at my morning wood! Good morning. Good morning. Sorry about that. It was all too much and I got flustered. No problem. I reply evasively. There's no need to irritate the princess any further. First she sucked me off, then she punched me for having a little morning wood. Hey, what happened? A morning election? It's erection, or morning wood, or whatever. I'm gonna make breakfast, so sit still and wait. Okay. In this country, the older brother makes the breakfast? Precisely. Not precisely, I do this every time because you two won't help out. As girls, you two should be the ones doing this. Ah, that's discrimination, gender discrimination. Asian. Jeez, the only thing these two excel at is arguing. I see. I've mostly grasped the situation. Normally this task is for women. In that case, I'm Shinichi's future wife. From now on, I shall prepare the meals. Be silent. Even the rank and file can cook rice. What is there to worry about? Humans see this as womanly, do they not? I think that's fair to say. See? In fact, I already prepared it. Shinichi's breakfast is on a plate overhead. What? It's gone. Ah, I have a feeling that the breakfast in question was pecking my face this morning in my room. Ugh, I'm sorry, Shinichi. You know, all you need to do is tell her, in my country, we like to have the chicken fried. Or baked, come on. I eat a lot of fried. I just had a fried chicken sandwich today. It's like a nighttime snack. But I don't really do those often. Like, I tried to order from Popeye's for two weeks, and they kept refunding me. So, you know, DoorDash. They just didn't want to make the damn chicken, I guess. So I don't really eat that much fried chicken. Not as much as I used to, believe it or not. Used to eat a lot of fried chicken, but I don't anymore. Yeah. I'm sorry, Shinichi. Not at all. It's fine. You don't need to apologize. I'm saved. I was gonna have to crunch down the chicken head first. Communication would go a long way in their relationship. Hey, foreign wife, that's not the way I like my food. And of course, she's going above to please him. So, yeah, it's a simple thing. How disgraceful at this rate, Shinichi won't accept me as his wife. That's not true. You're a wonderful bride, right, Nichan? Isn't that right, Nichan? Why are they asking me to agree? Also, thanks for reminding me of my current situation. Am I really gonna have to marry a monster? It's depressing. Hey, Naja, actually, there's something I'd like to say about that. Oh, is Nichan gathering his courage? He is. He's gathering his courage. What's wrong? If you really want to eat the chicken, I can go catch it, but... No, it's not about that. It's something more important. What might that be? That is, well, I'm not comfortable with this. Talking about marriage all of a sudden. What? What do you mean by that? There's that tail rattle again. Is this an angry sound or an extremely angry sound? No, it's just, It's not that I don't like you, Naja. It's just so sudden I haven't got my feelings straight. So that's why. I'd like a postponement, please. I think marriage is something to do after getting to know each other. I'm practically shrieking by the end there. My voice is shrill from fear and nervousness, but I manage to say what I need to say. If there's a problem with that, I can't help it. I'd better be ready to die. And after I die, who knows what'll happen to the world. Too late. I've made up my mind. My apologies to everyone playing this game. Humanity might be wiped out by the Gorgonian Empire soon. If that happens, please blame my father. I understand. Silence. You have a point, indeed. I've been too impatient. That was surprisingly easy. It's just as you say. I would like to get to know you better as well. Communication. See how much it works? Such as what foods you like and everything like that. Nichan likes rolled eggs, sweet, with lots and lots of sugar. And Nikujaga stew. I see, I need time to gather such information. A postponement, then. A postponement or deferment, in other words. Understood. Shinichi, I accept your perspective. We will postpone our marriage for a short while. So thank you. Oh, Naja accepted it? Nichan's proposal went through? Amazing, great job. You did great, Nichan. Hey, come on, I think it was a reasonable suggestion. Yeah.
夜が新一を知りたいように新一も夜のことを知りたい。そういうことであるのだな。
Time is necessary for us to learn about each other. Just as I want to know you better, you want to know more about me. That's what this means, right? Hmm?
夜は嬉しいぞ。
That makes me happy. Isn't Naja being a little optimistic about everything?She doesn't seem to doubt for a moment that I want to marry her.
そんなことあるわけなかろう。そんな、まさか結婚が嫌で時間稼ぎをしようとしているなどと、絶対に許されぬ。
That can't be. How could you suggest that Shinichi is just buying time because he doesn't want to marry me? I won't forgive this.
そうであ
ろ? Right, Shinichi? Of course not. I promise, Anne...Wait, hold on, I promised to marry Naja? No, if I admit that, crap! That's right. You promised, that's my Shinichi. Of course. In that case, naturally. A civilization that doesn't respect an engagement deserves to be crushed by the full might of the Empire! No! Crap! Ah, I think I've dug myself a pretty magnificent grave, probably the deepest grave of the century. Whatever, let's get serious. For the moment, getting Naja to agree to a postponement was just a victory. Not just a victory, but a great victory. Now then, breakfast is ready. Shall we eat?Alright, thanks for the food. Okay, so as they're about to settle down for breakfast, I'm about to settle down for bed. I hope you guys enjoyed this longer than normal, Princess X, which I really like, actually. See, there's a game called Monster Girl Quest Complete. And there's also Monster Girl Quest Paradox, but it still has the same...character. It's been a long time, and the head is foggy, so I can't remember her name, but I know I was really into Lamias around that time. And Naja seems to have brought that back. A nostalgia from a long, long, long time ago when I was a much younger and more optimistic man. But, I'm glad, that I kind of jumped on this one, because this one's pretty fun. And, I'm having a lot of fun with just the way it's written. And, yeah, I like it. So, at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim Sentai Corner with more Princess X. Stay tuned.